This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For all the Affordable Care Act deadlines that the White House has let slip, and there have been a bunch, as we all know, the biggest and most unlikely to slide is coming up in less than 2 weeks, March 31st, the date by which the uninsured have to sign up for insurance or pay a penalty. You might call that the end of the beginning of this whole thing, because once the signups are done, the hard part starts. In Camden, New Jersey, where our healthcare correspondent Dan Gorenstein has been spending a lot of time since Obamacare went into effect in October, thousands of Medicaid applications are pouring in every month, creating quite a backlog. So here's Dan with the latest installment of his series, Diagnosis Camden.
How do you get uninsured Americans insured? It's tougher than you may think, with many living hectic lives, unemployment, prepaid mobiles, no reliable address. Even with all the talk about the Affordable Care Act, surveys show 50% of the uninsured don't even know that Medicaid has been expanded. Despite all that, Cooper University Hospital's plan to get their uninsured patients coverage is this: make it as easy as possible.
We just had a family come in who was looking for the insurance navigators.
Like right now, Liz Powell, who works for Cooper University Hospital.
I'll have him sign in. Thank you.
Has just led Edwin Vasquez, his girlfriend, and her daughter into the financial screening office. Back in December, Cooper rigged up their computers so any uninsured patient who came to the hospital or ER would get a call after discharge. That's why Vasquez is here today. He was just in and out of the ER for kidney stones. Vasquez understands he can't afford to go without insurance.
Hopefully, they give me this so that I can be seen and get everything I need and not have to pay out of pocket.
The American Hospital Association says thousands of hospitals are taking similar steps. But Cooper is not only helping Vasquez with insurance, the hospital scheduled him for a primary care visit for free. Like, come to the doctor's office Friday at 3:30 for free. For Cooper, it's a no-brainer. The hospital knows there's a good chance Vasquez would come back for this or something else, and a primary care visit is a whole lot cheaper than another trip to the ER. For Vasquez, he was stunned.
I got hope right now, and I feel blessed to be able to, like, I feel like they cared when they sent me over here.
Vasquez is right. In the city of Camden, he's one of the lucky ones who's beginning to actually get care. Since October, in the city and surrounding county, more than 9,000 people have applied for Medicaid. Sean Sheeky, the director of the Camden County Board of Social Services, estimated 7,000 people are still waiting. Promise Technology hasn't gotten off the ground, and options are being discussed, but he says there's no immediate solution in sight.
We're struggling a bit, quite frankly. It's a lot of applications. You know, we've not added staffing, and it's presenting a problem.
More or less, there are backlogs everywhere.
That's Matt Salo, who runs the National Association of Medicaid Directors. Salo says since the federal exchange healthcare.gov launched last fall, states have struggled to get the necessary information from Washington. What it means for people trying to get Medicaid? Delays.
You know, there haven't been enough staff or enough funds to pay for overtime to be able to process this backlog as quickly as we'd like.
But there is a workaround. Salo says people must remember Medicaid coverage is retroactive. If you're sick, he says, go to the doctor, go to the hospital, get treatment. And under the Affordable Care Act, it's now much easier for hospitals to get people signed up for Medicaid. Cooper's Dr. Jeff Brenner says actually it's in hospitals' interest to go beyond signing people up.
Knowing that those are Medicaid-eligible patients, it makes sense for hospitals all over the country to go the extra mile and start giving patients primary care even before the cards, you know, arrived in the mail.
Otherwise, the same uninsured patient coming in and out of the ER continues. It's the same old expensive and demoralizing loop. Brenner says getting uninsured patients in the door signals that a hospital cares about patients' health. Often, he says, essential to helping patients care about their own health. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.